President Bush is visiting Los Angeles today to see for himself the damage from last week's rioting and to talk about solutions with local leaders there. The Bush administration has suggested that one approach to ending a cycle of urban blight followed by unrest is the promotion of home ownership and involvement in the community. NPR's Cheryl Duvall spoke with one man who's tried to live by those principles in his South Central L.A. neighborhood and who has spent some of the past week wondering if it was worth it.
This past week, it seems every conversation in L.A. has been long and intense. Some of my longest conversations have taken place with Roderick Brown, a security guard at the building housing NPR's Los Angeles Bureau. Unlike the reporters traveling to South Central, Brown's been commuting from the home he's owned there for 20 years, or at least he used to.
I went back by there about 3 o'clock, boarded it up.
The night the riots began, Brown moved his wife and 3 children out to Monrovia, a suburb northeast of the city where his mother and brothers live. His sons have already transferred into the schools there.
It's a sad thing to do because I talked to a few people and they said, well, you're running out on the city. I kind of think the city ran out on me.
Brown says his family voted to stay in Monrovia because of what they saw in their L.A. neighborhood a week ago yesterday.
My wife and I were walking outside to go up on Western Boulevard to see, what was going on, because there was a lot of smoke and stuff, fires and things. And she's from Belize, and she never seen anything like this. Went up there, and a group of kids, couldn't be no more than 15, 16 years old, about 20 of them, had just ransacked the liquor store and shot up the liquor store right on the corner. And they were walking up the street, and they reached in this church and drug this guy out of the church, and they stood there and they beat him for about 15, 20 minutes. And I stood helpless because there were so many of them, they had guns, and I feared for my life if I tried to stop them. And I told my wife right then, I looked at her, I said, go home, pack the kids up, let's get them out of here.
Roderick Brown is a tall, sturdy man. He's an Army veteran of the Vietnam War. He owns a gun and knows how to use it. But the part of him that works another daytime job as a nurse and coaches his son's Little League team hates the thought of living amid violence.
What can you do? I got 3 kids. And I don't want to see them killed because some asshole is riding up and down the street shooting his gun because he's bad, he's got a gun. I don't want to see that, And that, like I said, Mayor Tom Bradley and Chief Darrell Gates, you guys can have this city. I want nothing of it.
Brown is bitterly angry about the verdict in the police beating trial. Indeed, he refers to the LAPD as just one of the many gangs that terrorize the city. But Brown also is angry at his former neighbors, who, to his mind, have neglected the hard day-to-day work of maintaining a community.
Your family is the most important thing. It should be the most important thing to you. And I wish so many other fathers would think the same way. Maybe if they did, we wouldn't have all of these gangs and deterioration of societies and people wanting to get out.
It's not necessarily a fair question, but I'm going to ask. When everybody like you leaves the city, then what?
Until they clean up the city, people like me that want a good life and want to provide and want to be able to get up every morning and go to work. I love to go out here on Builders Emporium on Saturdays, buy something new for the house and make it look presentable, make my block look presentable, encourage people, my neighbors and stuff, to cut their lawns. And if they can't do it sometime, I go out there and do it for them or something. Anything to make the city work, I'm willing to do. I've been here for 20 years, and I've been a productive citizen for 20 years. Right. I feel now that the city has betrayed me. I'm pouring my life into this city, and for what? No more.
The trade-off here involves more than one family and its taxes, more than 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, a new roof, and a 2-car garage. Roderick Brown is losing hope. The city is losing a 37-year-old black man who believes in working hard, educating his children, and striving for something better. The costs of this damage are unlikely to show up in anyone's official assessment of what happened here last week, but the damage is real all the same. In Los Angeles, I'm Cheryl Duvall reporting.